Ever wondered why some relationships thrive while others falter before they even begin? Our brains aren't just thinking machines. They're connection-seeking instruments designed through millions of years of evolution to bond with others. This biological reality challenges our cultural obsession with independence. From our first moments outside the womb, we form attachment bonds that shape our adult relationships, creating neural pathways that influence how we connect throughout life. The myth that we're primarily independent creatures has it backwards. We're fundamentally dependent beings who occasionally need space, as evidenced by countless studies in developmental psychology. Babies require skin-to-skin contact, eye-to-eye engagement, and face-to-face interaction for proper development, needs that continue throughout our lives. Research shows that infants deprived of physical touch, even when all other needs are met, can experience developmental delays and compromised immune systems. This creates a confusing paradox in modern dating. We desperately want connection while simultaneously fearing it might threaten our autonomy. Our bodies and brains push us toward meaningful connection, releasing oxytocin and other bonding hormones during positive social interactions, yet our society often celebrates independence and self-sufficiency. This internal conflict manifests as attachment anxiety or avoidance in relationships. The goal isn't finding someone who won't interfere with your independence, but creating a secure, functioning partnership characterized by mutual protection, sensitivity, and true collaboration. Connection isn't secondary to individual fulfillment. It's our primary reality and greatest source of security and joy. When attracted to someone, our brains release chemicals that alter perception, a neurochemical cocktail of testosterone, estrogen, dopamine, noradrenaline, and serotonin, which drops 40% during infatuation. These create what Tatkin calls the fog of infatuation that makes love blind. Two visual systems play distinct roles. The far system triggers primitive, lust-based attraction, while the near system enables detailed facial reading and deeper connection. We're naturally drawn to what feels familiar, even if unhealthy. Our primitive brain recognizes people who remind us of ourselves or important figures from our past, explaining attraction to partners who trigger familiar patterns. While biology and unconscious factors drive initial attraction, we can leverage our rational mind and social networks for perspective. Friends and family offer clarity when hormones cloud judgment, helping build a foundation for successful dating. First dates often trigger natural anxiety responses: butterflies, clammy hands, racing pulse, and awkward silences. These aren't flaws, but normal reactions to a situation mixing potential reward and rejection. Dating anxiety mirrors athletic performance stress. Your brain's primitive regions become hyper-alert while your amygdala scans for threats and your prefrontal cortex tries to correct perceived mistakes, consuming mental resources needed for natural interaction. Mindfulness, paying attention to present sensory experience without judgment, effectively calms these nervous responses. By observing your body's signals, you can use this feedback to stay calm and make better choices during dates. Prepare by getting adequate rest, visualizing positive outcomes, and exercising to generate endorphins. During the date, release bodily tension, notice thoughts without fixating on them, and balance awareness between your inner experience and your date. These techniques become automatic with practice. Even socially confident people experience first date anxiety, but mindfulness helps calm nerves while fostering genuine connection. Have you ever wondered why some people naturally embrace intimacy while others pull away? Attachment theory explains these patterns through our earliest relationships. Tatkin describes three styles: anchors, islands, and waves. Anchors, 50 to 60%, grew up with caregivers who provided consistent attention and affection, creating a secure foundation for healthy relationships. Islands, 25 to 30%, received less emotional attention, with families prioritizing achievement over connection. As adults, they maintain independence, avoiding neediness with an "I can do it myself" mindset. Waves, 10 to 20%, experienced inconsistent caregiver attention. They fear abandonment, yet often make partners feel inadequate. Their strengths include emotional sensitivity, living by, "I can't do it without you." These patterns affect dating dynamics. When Bradley, an island, dates Jennifer, his distant behavior impacts their connection. Understanding attachment styles helps both adapt. Bradley, through self-disclosure, Jennifer, by respecting his space while addressing concerns. Remember, these aren't fixed categories, but tendencies that can evolve through relationships. The goal is building secure functioning relationships, not just identifying styles.
As dating deepens, compatibility challenges shift from specific issues to how partners' nervous systems interact with each other. Our interactions are governed by automatic primitives that react before conscious thought. When stressed, these primitives respond instantly, while our conscious mind, ambassadors, tries to explain our reactions afterward. Learning to soothe each other is crucial, since our brains process relationship threats like physical dangers. Effective soothing requires recognizing threat cues through facial expressions, voice patterns, and body language early. While soothing creates safety, excitement maintains vitality. Secure couples generate enjoyment through shared activities and mutual amplification, sharing individual joys. They combat fading novelty through mindful attention. Fighting well matters as much as loving well. Secure partners know conflict and love can coexist. The key is keeping threat levels low so ambassadors, rather than primitives, manage disagreements. Leading with acknowledgement of hurt helps diffuse conflicts. The psychobiological approach focuses on nervous system interactions during conflict, emphasizing mutual calming and attunement for relationship success.
When your relationship is thriving after thorough vetting, you may be ready to formalize your commitment. This developmental milestone is marked by principle-based mutual agreements that define a secure, functioning partnership. A couple bubble is an agreement to prioritize your relationship above all else, creating a protective shield against external threats. Build this bubble by discussing what makes each partner feel safe or unsafe. Like social contracts governing societies, a formal couple pact ensures your rational ambassadors remain in charge rather than emotional primitives. Key principles include transparency, mutual support and protection, becoming experts on each other, prioritizing the relationship over work, and maintaining fairness. While agreement breaches are inevitable, treat them as opportunities for growth rather than punishment. Effective pacts require collaboration, clear language, and full commitment from both partners.
The journey doesn't end with commitment. It's just beginning. Maintaining a dating mindset keeps relationships fresh through novelty and adventure, satisfying a brain's need for excitement. Relationship failures rarely stem from one person. The psychobiological view sees two distinct brains and histories interacting. Common pitfalls include maintaining divided loyalty, unmanaged attachment styles, neglecting repairs, and failing to prioritize the relationship. Even breakups benefit from secure functioning principles. Meet in person, express appreciation, explain clearly, listen, maintain decisions, and address logistics respectfully. All relationships face challenges, but tools learned while dating provide the foundation for growth. Dating isn't just a preliminary phase, but a perpetual mindset that makes relationships an exciting lifelong adventure. Understanding our brain's influence on romantic choices, developing mutual regulation skills, and creating explicit agreements helps build partnerships that balance security with excitement. The dance of connection continues, and with these insights, we can move through it with greater skill and joy.